And the best part, is that the best is yet to come. Yeah, that's the best part. All the nice things that we have in the past, they're not the best. He's doing new and mighty things in our lives. And I believe that God is about to enter into another phase. He gave gifts to men. Many of us, our gifts are shoes, dresses, watches, phones, bags, wigs. Those are the gifts we give when we are given. But when he was given gifts, he gave us people, a man. And that man, what a gift that man is. I mean, what a gift that man has been to us. Right now in my house, when I hear daddy, I'm not sure who they are referring to. Because sometimes it's me, sometimes it's prophet. Daddy said. I said, well, I didn't say so, not you, daddy said. You know, that's how much of a gift he has been to us. To us and our children. And our children's children. Because I remember when he was in Madagascar, he said, let's go to the homes of the missionaries. So I jumped in. Why not? And the first house was my son's house. So I was there. So we all climbed up the steps into the house. And as we were going, then Nikki's son was coming out. And when he saw Prophet, he said, Bishop. Then he came and hugged his legs. And I said, even the second generation know and love this man. Oh, beautiful. It was so nice. And I said, you are 3 years old. How do you know him? 3 years old. Is he watching? That there's something, I mean, watch. That's it. It was so nice. Bishop. And he came. How can a child love him and not you? Oh, but it's changing. It's changing. And that man who is a gift has blessed us here with, you know, only an unselfish man can break up what he has and share it and leave none for himself. An unselfish man, an unusual man will do. Most of us, you will keep a portion and share small. But he has broken up the work of his hands that he built. He has and given to us. And I'm so happy that for us who are here in Ashanti region, he's given us a leader who is a great man. I've known him for years and years, from way back to today into the future. I mean, some of you don't know Turning Point. I find it hard to believe that some don't know Turning Point. It's amazing. You don't know Turning Point. It's something. Turning Point was a turning point. It was a miracle time. I tell you, it was a time for miracles. The prophets gathering every week to speak miracles. That gift hasn't gone away. It's still there. But he has added on. And I'm so happy that this morning, that gift of God is here with us. I'm so happy to see Bishop Hajj. I'm so happy to see Bishop Samson, Bishop Isaac, Apostle. I'm so happy to see all of you who are here. Bishop Kweku, I came with you, so I'm happy to see you from early morning. But I'm happy to receive the gift, Bishop Eddie Fabian. Please welcome him.
Hallelujah. Please put your hands together for Archbishop, former Archbishop. Hallelujah. What a blessing. It's a beautiful family. And we are happy to be here. We are happy. We are so blessed. And like he said, we have a father who so unselfish. And he shared with us everything that he has, including the books and everything that we have. And it's a blessing as we keep sharing them, we keep hearing them day in and day out. Our lives are blessed and we are transformed. So once again, let's put our hands together for our Father Bishop Doug Heward Mills. What a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing. We are so excited and happy to have everybody also here this morning to be a part of the service. Amen. Just lift up your hands to the Lord and ask God to speak to you today. Pray that the Lord will minister to you. Pray that God will touch your heart, bring you a word that will transform your life. Yes, something that will establish you and bless you. Ora masata darabashenda brande koria samane ne moshande le mandoria tabadoria sanda brande le ketoria kasunde badiande menandoria nabasunda darabande. Oh Father, we bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we give you thanks. We worship you, Lord. We give you praise, oh God. Oh, have we waited for moments like this? Have your way, Lord. You are here in our midst. Have we waited for moments like this? Have your way in this place. Holy Spirit, come do as you wish. We are changed as you move in our midst. You are here. You are here amongst us. Amongst us. For we have gathered. For we have gathered in your name. We can feel your presence. Your presence in this place. In this place, you are here, you are here, you are here amongst us. You are enthroned, you are enthroned upon our praise. You are here. Here to hear and here to say, oh, you are here, oh, in our midst. Yes, Lord, have we waited for moments like this? Have your way, have your way. In this place, Holy Spirit, come to us you wish. Oh, we are changed as you move in. One more time, you are here, you are here. Oh, in our midst, yes, Lord. Have we waited for moments like this? Hey, have your way. Oh, in this place. Holy Spirit, come to us your way. We are changed as you move in us. We are changed as you move in our midst. We are changed as you move in our midst. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you for, Lord, we see a change in our midst. We see a change in our lives. As you move, as you minister to every heart, we see changes taking place. We know that our lives will not be the same again. And Father, we bless you. We thank you. Holy Spirit, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. This morning, I just felt as you share something from those who accuse you. Hallelujah. And we're in a war, I tell you. Accusation is one of the weapons of the enemy. And usually when you are accused, it's more like an allegation or a claim that you have done something wrong or something illegal. You know, and therefore, something must be happening to you. And that's what the enemy does all the time. He accuses us all the time. And the plan is to weaken us. To weaken you. Because when you are accused for a long time, you become very weak. And you can't do much. You don't have the strength to carry on. You know, and it's one of the things that the enemy uses. And many times also, some of the things that he's accusing you of is true. So when you look at that, it makes you now become weak. You are not able to move on. Yeah. And many times, maybe it's something that you have done or said. And it's true, you said it. And it's true, you did it. But you see, the good news is that we also have the blood of Jesus. Oh, I don't know what I'm talking to somebody here. We also have the blood of Jesus that washes away our sins. That when we come, the Bible says that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If there's anything that God is faithful in, he's faithful in forgiving you your sins. I don't know what I'm talking to somebody here. So yes, it's true, devil, I did it. I said it. But you're accusing me, the blood of Jesus is able to wash away my sins. Yeah. So the enemy will use that to weaken you. One day a man of God, he was sharing with us. I remember he came many years ago at the Kodesh. And he was preaching and was telling us about one of his singers that was singing for him, I think, before he came to preach. And as she was singing, at a point in the singing, she changed. And the strength with which she was singing, she was not singing that way again. And something had changed about the singing. So after the service, he called her. And he said, "What happened to you when you were singing?" And she said, "Daddy, did you notice it?" He said, "But I know you. Yeah, my daughter, you sing for me all the time. So I noticed it. I saw something had changed." And she said, "Do you want to know?" He said, "Yes, because I was really concerned." And he said, "The devil was accusing me of something that I did." Hey! So that thing that the enemy just shot at her, because she was singing, woo! And people were being blessed and the anointing and the power. But all of a sudden, when they said, you are something, something, you did this, and then, the whole atmosphere changed. Hey! Accusation is a very bad thing. And that is why we don't need it in our midst. And that is why we must fight it. Pastors must fight it. Church members should not have anything to do with accusation. Yeah. And it's the thing that the enemy is doing in these last days. 1 Timothy, or 2 Timothy chapter 1, chapter 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says that this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. And look at this. It said, without natural affection, truth breakers, and false accusers. Hey! They are there. So it's a thing that is bound to happen. But God doesn't want us to have these things in our midst. And that is why we need to preach about it. We need to preach about it. Yeah. In Isaiah chapter 58, the Lord was talking about the blessings that will come to us when we wait on Him in prayer, in fasting, and all that. You know, verse 6, the Bible says that, is this not the fast that I've chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness. That wickedness, the enemy, will be loosed and be broken in our midst. It said to undo heavy burdens. Undo heavy burdens. That any heavy burden in our midst, the enemy bringing heavy burdens, it will be lifted from you in Jesus' name. And then also, to let the oppressed go free. Yeah, these are things God wants to do. When we gather to take away heavy burdens, to loose bands of wickedness, and then to break every yoke. May any yoke that is in your life be broken in Jesus' name. So it goes on to talk about it and all that. And then in verse 8, the Bible says that, then shall your light break forth as the morning. God wants your light to break forth. And I see your light breaking forth in the name of Jesus. He said, and your health shall spring forth speedily. Oh, may there be health in the church. May we have healthy people in the church. Whatever sickness is plaguing you, we cast it out in Jesus' name. And your righteousness shall go before you. And the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Look at these powerful things. But the Bible says, verse 9, it says that then you shall call. These are all blessings. And the Lord shall answer. And you shall cry and he shall say, here am I. Look at this. If you would take away from your midst the yoke, the putting forth of the finger. That one. Yeah. Pointing. Yeah. This man, he's like this. This person is like this. This person is like this. It said, when we put this thing away from our midst, these blessings will come into our church. Oh, I don't know whether you like the blessings that I mentioned. Then we must together fight against accusers. Anybody who is an accuser, we are fighting against the person. And we are moving them out. Because it's the devil's weapon. In fact, it's the number one last weapon. It was that last thing that took Jesus to the cross. The last card he played. So when it is in our midst, I'm telling you, it is going to bring a lot of confusion. And so we must deal with it. Oh, I pray that the Lord will help us. Anybody who is an accuser, we are not going to allow to be in our midst. No. Yeah. Revelation chapter 12. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And there appeared a great wonder. Oh, verse 10, sorry. I didn't give you the verse. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven. I think maybe let's start from verse 7. Verse 7 says, and there was war in heaven. Hey, there must be war in the church. Yeah. to deal with such things. Yeah. If there's war in heaven, I don't know why there shouldn't be war here. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Hey! And prevailed not. They would never prevail. Neither was their place found anymore in heaven. You see, the devil lost his place, so he's always forcing people to also lose their place. That has been his work. Since he lost his place, he is doing anything possible to make you lose your place in the church. That's what you need to know. Everything he's doing is for you to lose your place. Yeah. Yeah. That's what the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 10 verse 4. That if the spirit of the ruler rises up against you, it says, leave not your place. Stay in your place. For yielding pacifies great offenses. But you see, a lot of people just easily move. The spirit of the ruler has risen against me. I'm going. Why are you going? They don't like me in the church. And this and that. And so you just leave your place. The Bible says, leave not your place. It means everybody has a place in the church. You didn't hear me. I said you have a place in the church. And the devil wants you to leave your place. Put that scripture so that anybody who doesn't know, that's it, 10 verse 4. If the spirit of the ruler rises up against you, yeah, leave not thy place. Yeah. Singers, you have a place, so the enemy will want you to lose your place. And so anything that he can, something that was said, oh, yesterday they used you to preach, and not every day we're talking about you, Christ, and so leave and go. Then you just go. You have lost your place, and there's no other place for you. This is your place. Is this one of the things you need to understand? Was it Bishop Kweku was saying that when you are joined to a church, or is it Bishop Patrick, that you should know that there is something that made you like the church and you stayed in the church? It's a supernatural thing. God, there are some places you go there, you are there, you don't feel the place. But there are some places, as soon as you arrive there, you can feel that this is the place. This is where I belong. Yeah. It is called WW. Winima, Winim. You know, this is where I belong. I found where I belong. Isn't there a song like that? I found where I belong. So you come and you know that this is a place. Then the enemy also knows that this is your place where you are going to be blessed. Your place. And he wants you to move so that when the Lord comes looking for you to bless you, you will not be there. But that will not be your testimony. I see you remaining in your place. And you are receiving your blessing fully. In Jesus' name. Yeah. So leave not your place. So that scripture that made us go there. He said the devil, there was no place found for him anymore in heaven. Yeah. When you become an orangu and all that, before you realize you have lost your place, there will be no more place for you in the church. Yeah, a lot of people who should have been here by now. You see, but they couldn't wait so at a certain time to feel the blessing and enjoy the blessing. And they left their place. They left. They couldn't wait. They couldn't yield. He said, for yielding pacifies great offenses. Just yield. Be faithful. Be around.
Be around.
Be around. It's enough. Just stay. Just stay in your... Because the thing, when God comes, he's looking for you at your place. He's not going to look for you somewhere else. He knows that this is where he placed you. So he's coming there to look for you. And then when he arrives, you have checked out. Where are you going? See, the Bible says that the oil, it runs from the head, flows through the beard, and it comes down. So everybody, wherever you are, if you are in the hair, you are in the beard, you are here, wherever, when the oil is coming, it will locate you wherever you are and bless you. So where are you? His place was no longer found in heaven. But that brought some good news. And the great dragon cast out that old serpent. called the devil, and Satan, which deceived the whole world, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And this is what happened. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now, 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 is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. Wow, four powerful things are taking place. Why? Because he said the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. So long as there's an accuser in our midst, you will find out that, number one, there will not be salvation. Number two, there will not be strength. Number three, the kingdom of God will not be in our midst. And number four, power. Power. Oh, but from today, these four things have been released into our church. We are going to enjoy them. There will be salvation in the church. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said there will be salvation in the church. And there will be strength. I see you being very strong. Whatever you are doing, you'll be very strong. Because there's no accusation anywhere. Yeah. Look at this great thing that our Father is doing. Then you have somebody accusing and pointing fingers and spoil this whole thing. It can easily affect you. Oh, Jesus. Father, thank you. So, Bishop says that Satan has different formats by which he operates. He may come to you in the form of a tempter. Yeah. And I'm sure some of you have experienced him at different points. One or two times. He may come to you as a liar. Yeah. Or he may come to you as a murderer. Yay. Or a deceiver. However, if he takes you on as an accuser, the battle has been lifted to the highest possible level. Wow. Throughout Jesus' ministry, he was attacked by the devil in the form of a murderer. He was a murderer from the beginning, John 8:44. On several occasions, Satan tried to kill Jesus through mob action, but he would escape. Hey, Luke 4:29 to 30 says that, and they got up and drove him out of the city and led him to the brow of the hill on which their city had been built in order to throw him down the cliff. But passing through their midst, he went his way. Wow. On another occasion, the devil tried to drown Jesus in the Sea of Galilee, but he was not successful because Jesus rebuked the storm. It was not God who brought the storm. Otherwise, Jesus rebuked God's wisdom by rebuking the storm. Yeah. It was from the devil. Yeah. As they sat in the distance and they were moving, the devil wanted to kill him. So the storm, the sea became very boisterous. And it's like, oh, this one, this is the time. We are finishing him one time. But I tell you, Jesus rose up and rebuked the wind. And everything came to a halt. Yeah. So you find out that Jesus' ministry was finally brought to an end when Satan put on the garb of an accuser. And Jesus endured 1 week of intense accusations, which brought his ministry to an end. And this week of intensive accusations started from Palm Sunday until he was crucified. 1 week of accusation. I tell you, can you survive this one? Day and night, accusations. 1 week. Every morning, one post. They'll post something on Facebook. Yeah. If it was today, that's what they would have done. Post something on Facebook or go on the FM or something and say something. And it's on constantly. Every day we wake up, there's another thing that is being said about the man. Something new. Say, hey, what's going on? I mean, will you be able to survive this thing? Mercy. In Matthew 21, you will see how he entered Jerusalem triumphantly and cleansed the temple. And you will notice how the questions and accusations started from the day when he arrived in Jerusalem. Right there, the question started. And this time, Satan pulled out his deadliest weapon and unleashed it against the Lord. The weapon of accusation was finally deployed. And for a whole week before the Passover, the Lord was in the temple being questioned and examined, accused by the Pharisees. Hey. How much can a man take? And you find it. And look at this. We've been here since whenever people have been on Facebook and writing things every day. Matthew 22, verse 15. It says that, then when the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk, and they sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art true and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of men. Tell us therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not? But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, why tempt ye me, ye hypocrites? It didn't work. Sometimes you can see that people are looking for something to get you. See them going on the internet and listening to your messages. And they cut it and take something out. It's amazing, though. And they will put it up. And you find all sorts of ignoramuses who come on. They don't even know what is going on. You are using it to judge the man. And you see them there. The person says something. And they just cut that part that the person said. Meanwhile, he was saying it in connection with something else. And they take the thing out of context. And they put it there. And you see people commenting. Commentators. And in this country, we have a lot of commentators. They have nothing to do. Sit there and comment and say all sorts of things. They are liking it. And they are sharing it. They have commentary. Anyway, who are the people commonly employed as accusers? Yeah. Because you see, in life, there are people who are, we have common things that people are employed for. In Ghana, when you come here looking for security, it's one of the things that people are commonly employed in, security. So when you go different places, a lot of security. No watchman. This one is a hire. Yeah. It says, similarly, there are some people whom Satan commonly employs as accusers. These people fall into the category of what I call familiar friends of the accused. Psalm 41 verse 9 says that, yea, my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. Hey! So familiar friends are the familiar people of your life. Number one, your friends. Your own friends. Number two, your husband. Your husband is a familiar friend. Hey! Your husband can be accusing you in such a way that you will never be happy. Yeah. There are some husbands, they accuse their wives of so many things. Yeah, you are in love with the pastor. Every day you are going there, this pastor, why is it every time you are the one serving him? Mention his name every time you are mentioning his name in this house. Playing his message in the house. Playing his message. Why? You like hearing his voice. How many times will he lay hands on you? And then another group of people are wives also. Who also accuse husbands. One woman was accusing her husband so much that a man couldn't even lay hands on anybody in the church. He said, I think you like that girl. He said, which girl? He said, that girl, when you were laying hands on the people, when you got to that girl alone, you stayed on her for a long time. I think you like that girl. Hey! Accusation. The way you pray, when you got to her, your voice changed. And you were praying with a certain passion. Your body language changed and everything. Hey! What are you seeing? As you are there, these are the things you are watching. So the following day, when the man came to church and he called for people to come, and everybody came, as he was laying hands, then he saw the lady, he just moved from the lady like this, and then started laying hands on other people. On Penhuansen. Now, he couldn't even pray for the ladies well. He had to rather pray for the gentleman, because when he prays for a lady too long, it will be a problem in the house. The accuser is there watching, taking pictures. And we'll show you to you. Come, let me show you. See the way you, your hand, the way you put it on her in a very gentle way. Hey! Now it's come salvation and strength for the accuser of the brethren. When the accuser of the brethren is there, I'm telling you, you are weak. You can't do much as a pastor. Yeah. Your wife is there. I mean, you can feel free to do some things. Hey, my boy. Sons are also people that are used. Sons. Like we can see, sons are being used. Daughters, beloveds. Yeah, beloved can be a, it's a familiar friend, I tell you. Associate pastors. Now remember how Bishop always used to say many years ago, he had these pastors that anytime he's preaching, I mean, you could see their faces that we don't believe in you. And it's like the preaching is like, why is it that when you are preaching, you can't stand at one place? Not the same thing that we are all enjoying as I'm moving up and down. Are you not enjoying the preaching as I'm moving up and down? Because if you come and stay here too long, too, the people there will also say, why is he standing here for so long? Why is he not coming this way? You go this way to they say you are walking too much. What else should you do? They say you are preaching too many scriptures. Next time I say, no, scriptures. One of our pastors, he was preaching. As he was preaching, the church member lifted his hand. Yes. So for who preaching scriptures in him. A young mask verses in kum. Now what you name scripture be? But you see, this son in the house is being used by the devil as an accuser to accuse the pastor. Now the pastor doesn't even know whether to quote the verse or he shouldn't quote. Is it too much or is it too small? When we do that, we don't even allow the person to minister the way he wants to minister. Now, because of the tension and all that, so he will have to take water and sip small, and that one too became a problem. Why are you sipping water when you are drinking? We are preaching. You are too proud. So what do we do? He said, now when he comes to church and he's preaching, his hands will be shaking. Shaking like this. Shaking. No strength. When you don't have people who are by you, who believe in you and all, I'm telling you, your ministry, it doesn't matter how anointed you are, it will not work. It will not work. Oh, yes. We believe in him. That's why we are seeing the things we are seeing. And that's why we must remove all the accusers from the house. Yeah. One day he said, the Lord said to him, cast out the scorner. All these things will go away. He said, you know what? Thank you for being around. You are being my associate pastors, whatever. But from today, go your way. And sometimes you just need to sack these people as they are sitting there accusing you. We have been accusing eyes looking at you. You can't do much. They should go. They should go. We don't need sad people in the system. And if you are there, you are also an accuser, pointing fingers, this, that. Anytime the choir is singing, you have something to say. You don't know how to sing to the key. They went off the key. They should have sung, la, and they were singing, yeah. You don't know the thing. You don't know you are singing. Accusations. You have something to say about everything. Church members. Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah.
Very much.
Very much so. The devil uses that. He employs them for his work of accusation. Church members. Then journalists. And then your classmates. When they see you, it's like, oh, this guy, what's going to come out from him? We know you were with him in the same class.
Everybody says he's a pastor.
And now they say he's a pastor. But we knew him in the class. He had even shunned power in the class. He couldn't answer questions. And he couldn't pass. That's why he asked him. He says he's a pastor. Hey. Yeah. Yeah. So you see, for any accusation to work, it must be channeled through somebody. And that is what is happening. And the enemy will lie to attack every level of relationship. Yeah, that's what Rejoiner said. He said he's attacking every level of relationship with all these accusations and all that. And you find out that you are not doing well. Now, are you there decided to go back home? How do you silence the accuser? Chapter 9 of the book. How to silence the accuser? Because we need to silence the accuser. There are many benefits of fighting the accuser in your life. And there are also many different ways you must take on this vicious enemy. Number one, prayer. Prayer. You must use prayer to silence the accuser. Yeah. When you find that there's somebody who is accusing you and always doing this, go into your closet and lift up prayer unto the Lord. Yeah. You know, the Bible says of Jesus that he ever lived to make intercession for the saints. So he is there making intercession for us. Bible says we have an advocate with the Father. We have a lawyer. We have somebody who is speaking for us. So when we have this accuser who is risen up against you, go into your closet and lift up your voice in prayer. There will be somebody there who will also be fighting for you. Lift up prayer, because there are these people who want to bring you down. Yeah. Many years ago, I used to work at a radio station somewhere. And there was this guy who came with so many things. And now he said that he brought some music that I should play. And I said, I'm not going to play this thing. Because it is not. There are some people, they just play gospel music. They want to just make money. I said, the source of this music is not correct. And the motive behind is not correct. I'm not going to play it. The guy said, you are this, you are that. I am going to the newspapers to go and say things about you. You are this. And I said, hey. I said, brother, you can do whatever you want to do. And I remember people came, Charlie, this guy is a very dangerous guy. When he goes and says things about you, it's not going to be easy for you. Your whole life will come down. This, that. I didn't say anything. I just went home. I remember I met my wife. I told my wife that this is what is happening. Somebody says, so Charlie, let's lift up prayer. Prayer. Makotaba. Manderia sulata. Meketoli bashakata brosana. Yeah. I was there 2 weeks later. And one of the guys came to me. He said, Charlie, have you heard about your friend? I said, my friend. Which friend? So your friend.
He's your friend, but not your friend.
I said, ah, which friend? Which friends? Oh, the guy who said he's taking you is going to make this say things about you so that your ministry will come down. Something. I said, yeah. What, why? So Charlie is dead, though. I said, what? He said, he's dead.
He's gone. It's amazing.
I remember the prayer we said, Lord, take over. Just take over. That was the prayer we prayed. That God had his own way of silencing the accuser. So don't joke with your prayers. He is able to also save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. He is there to make intercession for you. So don't sit there and just go through all those things, making you weak, no strength. You can't do much. The power of his Christ is not with you. The kingdom of God is not with you because of the accusations. Lift them up unto God. Lift them up. Father, take over. Whatever God decides to do, that's up to God. But I'm telling you, we should not be quiet and watch as these people are just misbehaving. Yeah. Hey. Place is very quiet. Number two, open confrontation. Fire for fire.
Showdown.
Fight extreme with extreme. John chapter 8, verse 4. They say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. How were you able to see them in the very act? When you saw the lady go inside, they went to stand in the window and you were watching. Ocean life, Pono. Hey! Now, Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? You see them all. You know, but you have come. You are trying to find something so you can use it to accuse me. This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. He's too great. Some people say when he stooped down, he was writing the sins of the people as they were accusing somebody. He was writing down their sins. So when he finished, then he got up. They continued asking him, and he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. That's the open confrontation. Now we are meeting with you. Okay. You said this. Go ahead. And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. He was adding more sins, more of their sins. Said, these people, they are sinners as they are standing here. Yeah, maybe they didn't know that I have the information about them. Sometimes when people come and they are firing, they don't know that they themselves, they have a lot of issues. Many times, one time Bishop said that somebody came to accuse him that he has done something, he didn't do something for him, and the person is begging the person, he's been telling him, oh, I'm sorry, they still... The person went on. Then he now he had some things about the person. He has not said anything about it. He was just holding on to it. So as the guy went on at a point, they need to stop. He said, you too. The other time I did this and that. They started listing the things and facing the guy. All of a sudden, the guy became quiet. He said, sir, I'm sorry. Whooping. Fire for fire. Because sometimes as you are talking, it's like you don't have anything. You are this. Meanwhile, you have a lot more issues. Sometimes as people go on and making so much noise, people are reading, they don't know the other side. They don't know the other side of the matter. And so you hear them talking and making so much noise. So if you don't take care, it looks like they are the ones who are holy and they are whatever. Meanwhile, their own issues that they have. When we start opening their issues and talking, you will run away. You'll be amazed some of the things that when you hear, say, hey! Is this person who is talking like that? Yeah. They always say that when you point a finger at somebody, three fingers are pointing at you. Yeah. If you like, try it and see. Three fingers. So whatever you are pointing at somebody, you are three times that thing.
It's true.
Yeah. So people don't leave it. They just come and talk. So these guys who have come, they've seen the woman once blowing this thing. I don't know why their eyes were on the woman, because he was there with a man. But they caught the woman and left the man.
One of them.
Was the man. So this lady, she's very bad. Maybe he told them that, listen, we are going inside, so you people come and watch and take her to Jesus. Let's see what he will do. And he brought this. Jesus said, if one of you, if you can, just stone. You can't do that. Then all of a sudden, their strength started going down because they realized that they themselves, they are not correct. If we start dealing with their issues, it won't be easy. And the Bible says that they all started dropping their stones, beginning from the elders to the younger. Because older people have done more sins than the younger people. Is it? And they know it.
Yeah.
Have you found that verse? It said they all started dropping their stones. Where have you reached? We are past verse 8 long ago. Are you still there? Uh-huh. So, verse 9, it said, and they which heard it, being convicted of their own conscience, went one by one, beginning at the eldest, even to the last. Yeah. Because when you, the more this thing you are, the more sins you have committed. And they all dropped their stone, one after the other. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. And then Jesus asked the woman, he said, Jesus lifted up himself and saw none but the woman. And he said, where are those thine accusers? Where are they now? Sometimes open confrontation will take them away. Sometimes we need to do that. Because as you leave the thing, it's like, but as you openly confront it, it's like, this thing, you too, this thing, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, they cool down. Sometimes as the enemy is facing you, somebody said, as the enemy is telling you about your past, you to tell him about his future. Immediately, you begin to shake. I was watching this thing of one man, Carman. He said he had an experience with a witch, a wizard or whatever. He invited him to his house and said, come, I want to show you something. You people, all this noise you are making about God being great and God. He said, this thing that you are seeing, I helped this person to do it. I gave them the power to do this. Yeah. He said, as he sat there, he was confused. It looks like the man had some whatever powers from darkness places, and he was giving to certain people. And there are some people, they are using some of these things. So as he sat there, he didn't know what to do, because the man was showing him things, pictures after pictures. At the point, the Holy Ghost whispered to him to also begin to tell him about his future. And then he sat, he told the man, you to sit down, let me tell you something. As you are doing these things, you are getting powers from the devil and all that. Do you know what is going to happen to you when you die? When you die, demons will come for you. Demons will hold you. They will squeeze your neck. They will take you to hell. You'll be burning in hell. The man was standing there. He was shaking like this. That's it. Immediately, he just left him. And he said, that's it. He said, next time, think again before you come in. Oh, put your hands together for Jesus. Number three, because our time is up, teaching. That one. Teaching is a powerful tool that deals a deadly blow to the ignorance and deception. And that's why we need to have more of such meetings to teach people, because a lot of people are ignorant. Those who are ignorant. So you find that even just these few days as you have been here, you find that your mind has been renewed, reprogrammed. Because the way we have been thinking before, see that you were just following whatever was going on. You were happy that your father was being accused.
Yeah.
Jesus responded to several of the accusations against him with teachings. One, Jesus was accused of not letting his pastors fast. So he taught on the new wineskin. Anything you do, people will bring it up for accusation. Your pastors are not fasting. They told him, he said, why is it that John's disciples, they fast, but you, your disciples, they don't fast? And Jesus said to them, can the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them?
No.
That's not possible. As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. He said, but the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away, and they will fast in those days. And he said, no one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, or else the new piece pulls away from the old one, and the tear is made worse. And no one puts new wine into old wineskin. Or else the new wine will burst, and the wineskins. But the wine is spilled, and the wineskin is ruined. But new wine must be put into new wineskin. They were not ready for it. So when the time comes, they will fast. But right now, the bridegroom is still around. They are having parties. So, in those days, Jesus, everywhere he was going, he was eating all over the place. A lot of eating. When Jesus was accused of not washing his hands, he gave them a teaching that addressed the issue. Because whatever you do, people will find something to use to accuse you. So why is it that you are eating and you are not washing your hands? Then the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashing hands? They are not following the traditions. He answered and said unto them, Well has Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honored me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. How be it in vain do they worship, teaching for doctrine the commandment of men. So you have washed your hands, but you are even more dirty than the one who has not even washed his hands. Serious. Next one, Jesus was accused of being a mere carpenter, posing as a man of God. In response to this, he gave a teaching on how a prophet is not accepted in his own home. The problem is not that I am a carpenter.
At all.
But because you know me, you have seen me around, that's why. But when I go to other places, they receive me. Same person. Why is it that the power is different in different places? It's the way. The Bible says he could not do any miracle. Not that he didn't want to do it. He could not. He wanted to, but he couldn't.
He tried.
Because the people did not allow the anointing to flow. They were accusing him. You are a carpenter. Today you say you are a son of God. I mean, if you knew a carpenter in your area, maybe Efo or Atauko or somebody in your area who is a carpenter, then one day the guy comes and says, I'm a son of God. I mean, I'm wondering. You think this is you?
Efo carpenter, savior of the world.
Efo carpenter, savior of the world. Jesus was accused of eating with sinners, so he taught on evangelism. Sometimes you take advantage of whatever is going on to teach. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eating with the publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, how is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? When Jesus said it, he said to them, they that are whole have no need of a physician. That's all. That is why I'm eating with them. And that's why you will not want to go to any of this thing, because you feel very holy. You feel whatever. You don't need to condescend to men of low whatever. So you are just there and feeling very high. And that's why there's no sinner in your church, somebody who has been converted. Because you don't like to mingle with such people. Jesus was very great. Number four, common sense logic. Sometimes you need to give them common sense logic. Common sense. Common sense will tell you that the way you are talking is not correct. You are sick. Maybe you don't even know that you are sick. One of the ways to counteract accusations is to use common sense to make nonsense of the accusations. You must learn to use logical arguments that destroy the foundation of the accusation. And Jesus did this often. When Jesus was accused of having political aspirations, he answered with logical arguments. He said, if my kingdom were of this world, my servants will fight. Is it not logical for a king to have his army fight for him? Yeah. My kingdom is not of this world. That's why you can stand there and misbehave. In Luke 21, he says something. Luke 21, verse 12. He said, look at it. Before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. He was telling the disciples. He said, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. Wow. Oh, yeah. That thing is going to turn to you for a testimony. That thing that they are going to use against you, it will turn to you for a testimony. Why did he say that? He said in verse 14, settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what you shall answer. He said, for I will give you a mouth and a wisdom. I will give you a mouth and a wisdom. May you receive a mouth and a wisdom to know how to give answers to people who talk anyhow. A mouth and a wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Oh, may the Lord give us a mouth and a wisdom to know what to say. Number five, as my time is up, agree with the accusers. That one, they don't like it at all. Because you see, they want you to deny and so that they can continue talking. But Jesus said, Matthew 5:25, agree with your adversary quickly. Whilst you are in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver you to the judge. Yeah. Agree on the way. Just agree. Because see, the truth of the matter is that most times, most of the things today are true. Yes, okay. Yeah. I'm at this. That's okay. Then they see that they don't have any ammunition again. Yeah, just agree. Because when you think you are righteous, you are not. The Bible says that there is none righteous. No, not one. So when you think that, oh, me, I'm okay, I've never done it, maybe you may have done something. Yeah. You have not fornicated with any sister. But the Bible says that when you look at a woman to lust after her in your heart, you have already removed your dross. So, by mathematical jangbation, it's possible that you two have committed fornication. Agree on the way. I said, agree on the way. Yes, I have seen. It's okay. That lady who was singing and the devil told her that you are a bad girl, you are this, and that. Her thing was, should be that, yeah, I'm a bad girl. I've been doing bad things, but I thank God for the blood of Jesus. I thank God for the blood of Jesus. That cleanses me. Yeah. But yes, I agree. I'm a bad person. How many people are here? You agree. We all agree. But if you dwell on that thing, you'll be sad. But it says that there is therefore now no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus. Yes. there's no condemnation. So we are not moved by these things. Yes, it is true. We have done one or two things.
Yeah.
Even as one man of God, he was leading a prayer meeting. As he was praying, he said, Father, forgive us our sins. Forgive us our sins. Sometimes when we see the ladies, we look at their buttons. Father, forgive us. When I see the buttons, Makuta Bako Shalama, when I see the buttons. And people were hearing the thing and they were laughing. I was saying, hey, but you see, you are also looking at the buttons. You have been looking. When the sisters are moving, you be spying as if you are not spying.
You are preaching.
And you are sitting there as if you are holy, whatever.
Agree on the way.
Me, I don't spy. Me, sometimes I just look and I remove my... But you have looked.
It's a look.
Just agree on the way. And every accusation will be taken away. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Agree on the way. Yeah. You say, our Father is this, is that. Okay, okay. No problem. Is that. We just love him the way he is. We love him like that. If you don't like him, we will like him like that. It's okay. Go. We will like him like that. Yeah.
Agree on the way.
Agree on the way. Yeah, sometimes Jesus agreed with the accusers. And Jesus said, I am. And you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power. Yeah. And Pilate asked him, are you the king of the Jews? And he answered and said unto him, thou sayest it. Yeah, saying it. Okay, so they don't like it at all. Number six, silence.
That one
too. They don't like it. When you are silent, you don't say anything. You don't mind them. They will do everything. Why are you not saying anything? Bring, say some plenty of things and you are cool. Can be. Say something. They want to hear something. That's the thing. And he has not saying it. Matthew 27 is there. Matthew 27 verse 12. We are closing. Matthew 27 verse 12. Have you found it? And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. That's all. Mark 15, verse 3. He said nothing. Don't bother yourself. Sometimes some of these things, don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. Then when they say, then you two, you go on Facebook, then you two, you write. It's that. Then the person will write. Then you two, write. Then it's, oh, look at what is happening. Confusion all over, and people will be laughing at us. So these people, look at them. They said, yeah, this thing. And the chief priests accuse him of many things. Not just one thing, many things, but he answered nothing. He answered nothing. They don't like it at all. And you see, they are looking for something in your mouth. Then you add it. So sometimes they don't even have much. That one thing that he has brought, that is the only thing he has. He's waiting for you to say another one. Yeah. That's why they keep going on Facebook to hear what is being said. Eh? Luke 11, 54. They want to find something else so that they can use it against you. Oh, Father. And it came to pass. Oh, is that 54? Laying wait for him and seeking to catch something out of his mouth that they might accuse him. Laying wait for him. They are always laying wait to see what we are going to put and what we are going to say in the preaching. And they are, why? We're giving yourself such a job and you are listening to preaching everything. Then you don't have anything to do. Then you cut part of the preaching. Then you do this. A mobile too much. Sometimes you find some people, we have time, which will go and answer. See, sometimes when you watch CNN, there are some people, when they ask them questions, some of the questions, they say, no comment at this time. I have nothing to say at this time. You must learn how to do it. Because they are waiting for you to say something. They will take you on. You'll be shocked. The way the thing you said will be turned around. Because then they don't have anything. So they are waiting for what you will say to use it. Yeah. John 18, 20 to 21. Jesus answered and said, I speak openly to the world. I ever thought in a synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. So why are you asking me? Ask them which heard me. You didn't come to church. They came to church. Go and ask them what I said. And what I have said unto them, behold, they know what I said. That's all. Wow. Jesus is too powerful. I said, Jesus is too powerful. Jesus used this strategy when he met with Pilate. Pilate could not believe that Jesus would not speak to him. If Jesus did not want to speak to Pilate, how come pastors yearn to be interviewed by the secular world? Why are we so different from our Savior? John 19 verse 9 says that, and he went again into the judgment hall and said unto Jesus, whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then said Pilate unto him, speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee and have power to release thee? Surely you have no power. Jesus answered, thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. Yeah. They don't have any power. No. God has allowed it so for now. That is why you are having the mouth to be speaking like that. Yeah. Sometimes you wonder how God does his things. Because you watch how things are going and people are just misbehaving. But he's just quiet and he just watches. I don't know. It's God. Sometimes it's like, yeah. So you have no power. It's just that God has just allowed you to be doing this at this time for all righteousness to be fulfilled and for what God has purposed to happen. Yeah. But Anka, you don't have any power. By now you are gone. If God felt that your being there and your talking is going to spoil his plan. Oh yeah. You must not be ashamed of the accusations that are leveled against you. Our Father has given us a cup to drink. Shall we not drink it? Allow the accusers to go ahead.
That's right.
And paint you in whatever colors they wish.
Yes.
God is judge. He will vindicate you. Yes. There is nothing that anyone can do to prevent you from fulfilling God's call.
Amen.
Like Jesus told Pilate, no one can have power over your life and ministry except God gives it. God is in control and his hand is over all of us. So they cannot win. When the people came to accuse Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego of not bowing to the God, I mean, it was just an accusation that happened. God needed to use that to fulfill his purpose. But he knew that if they arrested them and put them into the fire, he was going to deliver them from the fire. And the people who were accusing them, they were the ones who were even going to be burnt. I came to announce to somebody here, the one who has been accusing you, that thing is going to turn and burn that person himself. God will vindicate you. At the end of the day, it looked that they didn't want to worship the God of Nebuchadnezzar, but it was proven that the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was the right God to serve. I came to announce to you that God will come through for you at the end of the day, and everybody will know that the God you serve is a great God. He's a great God. He's a great God. As the people were bringing the people to the fire, they said, increase it 7 times. But before they realized, the people who were putting them in the fire, they rather got burnt. And the others were walking in the fire freely. I came to prophesy to you, you will walk in the fire freely. Don't be afraid of what the enemy is bringing against you. God is going to give you a mouth and a wisdom to know what to say, to confuse them. They will not be able to survive. Oh, the fire will burn them. That same fire they have set for you, that same fire will burn them. Yeah. They went to tell the king. Daniel is not when you said that he should not be praying, he is praying. And Daniel opened the window and he was praying in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. His window was open to let the people know that, yeah, I am still. You can have a lot more things to say. I know my God will vindicate me. They took him and they threw him into the lion's den. But I don't know. God just shut the mouth of the lions. I said, God, shut the mouth of the lions. God is going to shut the mouth of those lions that want to eat you up. They will not be able to eat you up. And the king was there waiting. And the Bible says the following day he came. He said, Daniel, oh Daniel, has the God whom you serve, has the God whom you love, has the God whom you have been praying to every day, has he been able to deliver you? He said, oh king, the God whom I serve has delivered me. Has delivered me. He said he sent his angel to shut the mouth of the lions, and they have not been able to bite me. The king said, bring him out. From today, we are going to serve the God of Daniel. We are going to serve the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And bring all those accusers, all those, line them up and throw them into the den. The lions that were full throughout the night, that they could not even bite Daniel or touch him or anything. That lion, they say, even before their bodies got to the bottom, the lions jump and they ate them up. Hey, may you not make yourself an accuser before you realize you are being eaten by lions. He said, and the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them and their children and their wives. And the lions had the mastery of them and break all their bones in pieces. Or ever they came to the bottom of the den. They didn't even land at the bottom. By the time they were coming in the air, they had finished them. They were breaking their fast. So, I'm finishing. Chapter 10 is a serious warning to accusers. He said, Psalm 109 verse 20, he said, let this be the reward of my accusers from the Lord and those who speak evil against my soul. May you not fall into this one. And the things he lists there, Psalm 109, dangerous chapter. He said, oh God of my praise, do not be silent. Hey, when people are accusing you, God will not be silent. He will fight for you. For they have opened the wicked and deceitful mouth against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They have also surrounded me with words of hatred and fought against me without cause. In return for my love, they act as my accusers. But I am in prayer. I said, but I am in prayer. May you be in prayer. Thus they have repaid me evil for good and hatred for my love. Now he starts speaking the things. Appoint a wicked man over him and let an accuser stand at his right hand. Hey! When he is judged, let him come forth guilty. And let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few. Let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless. And his wife a widow. Yeah, many years ago, some people came to arrest Archbishop Duncan Williams. And they took him. And when they took him and they were going on the way, he started reciting Psalm 109. And the people said, why? We have just been sent to come and take you. Why is it that you are speaking these things against us? So he's just praying his prayer. And they said, okay, he should go back home. You talk through. Ochia. Now when they heard, let his children be fatherless, let his, they said, aish. Let another man take his place. When he looks at his voluptuous wife, and another man is about to take his wife, He said, no, brother, I think you should go back home. May those who are accusing you, may they let you go. Let his children wander about and beg. Let them seek sustenance far from their ruined homes. Let the creditor seize all that he has, and let strangers plunder the product of his labor. Let there be none to extend loving kindness to him, nor any be gracious to his fatherless children. Hey, let his posterity be cut off. In the following generation, let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered before the Lord, and do not let the sin of his mother be blotted out. Now, your father's sin and your mother's sin is being brought into the equation. You think about it twice, because you don't know what sins your father has committed and what sins your mother has committed. You'll be afraid. All this plus your own sin. You think about it before you go and accuse somebody. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered before the Lord. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off their memory from the earth. Because he did not remember to show loving kindness, but persecuted the afflicted and needy man, and the despondent in heart, to put them to death. He also loved cursing, so it came to him. And he did not delight in blessing, so it was far from him. But he clothed himself with cursing as with his garment, and entered into his body like water, and like oil into his bones. Let it be to him as a garment with which he covers himself. Hey, curse as far as become a garment that you are covering yourself. And for a belt with which he constantly gets himself. Let this be the reward of my accusers from the Lord and those who speak evil against me. Somebody shout mercy. Lift up your hands to the Lord and just begin to talk to God. Oh, yes. Pray today. May the spirit of the accuser not enter into us. Lord, deliver us from the spirit of accusation. The pointing of the finger. May it be taken from our midst. Oh, yes, Lord. Let there be salvation. Let there be strength. Let there be the kingdom of God and the power of his Christ. Deliver us from accusers. Deliver us from accusers. In the name of Jesus. Let the accuser of the brethren be cast down in the name of Jesus. The one who accuses the brethren day and night, may he be cut down in the name of Jesus. Father Lord, deliver us, O God. Deliver us from this evil. May he not be named amongst us, O God. Oh, Jesus, we worship you. Holy, holy. Lord, you are worthy. And I'm honored to sing your praise. King of glory. King of glory. God Almighty. Hallowed be your name. All creation, every nation has its being by your word. As your will is done, as your will is done. Up in heaven, let it be done here on earth. Ooh, let it be done here on earth. Lift up your hands to the Lord and sing, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Oh, hallowed be your name. Lord of majesty, divine authority. Oh, hallowed be your name. Lift your hand and sing, hallowed be your name. Come on. Hallowed be your name.
Hallowed be
your name. Hallowed be your name, yeah. Lord of majesty, divine authority. Ooh. Hallowed be your name.